What is it? Okay. Good morning. And welcome to Bethany's Contemporary Service. I am Brenda Lewis. I am the associate pastor here. And on behalf of myself, Pastor Andrew, Pastor Kathy, Pastor Tim, and Pastor Tim, we welcome you to this worship experience. For today is the first Sunday of Advent. For a lot of people, that signals a happy time in their hearts, if you will, because they get to sing some of their favorite Christmas carols during this season of the year. And so a lot of us have our favorites, so we welcome you. I would like to share with you a few announcements this morning, because this is also a busy time of the year in the life of Bethany as we continue to bless others, not only within our congregation, but also within the community and around the world. First and foremost, we are packing kits for our college students and our military folks. And so there was a list that was provided of items that they had asked to be brought in today so that they can pack these kits to go out to these individuals. And I believe the number was between 70 and 90 individuals that they will be blessing at this time. Also, our angel tree, which is in the very front lobby, right at the door, now has its tags on it that you will be able to get a tag and be able to bless a young person. You also have the option of going online to Bethany's Angel Tree link and participating in the virtual giving as well. So we have several different options this year that you can be a part of blessing others. Also, as you heard on last Sunday, Toys for Tots is also up and running, and we have boxes that are in this hallway here as well as in the Mission Central Station where you will be able to deposit a new toy for a child. Prior to this year, Harry Smith was our champion, and he was the leading representative in the way of toys through Bethany. And so we're excited because we have two young people, Abby and Micah Cooney, who are our champions this year. So we ask that you please support them and Toys for Tots. On Saturday, we will have our church-wide packing event in the fellowship hall. This will begin at 10 and continue until 12. We will be packing kits for the women at Jessup's prison. We will also have a card making station where children and families can come and make greeting cards to be able to share maybe with a neighbor or those who are part of our sick and shut-ins here at Bethany. We also will have a station where we will be making hygiene kits. This supports our Encore Worldwide Mission event because they give these kits to individuals who are impacted by devastation such as hurricanes during the year. Last but not least, I want to share with you that our end of the year capital project will be the replacement of the flooring in the fellowship hall. This project has a total cost of $25,000. You will be receiving additional information in the mail in regards to more detail pertaining to that, as well as ways that you will be able to support that through your gifts. And so we thank you not only for participating in these various events so that we can continue to be the hands and feet of Jesus, but your participation through your service, your gifts and talents, as well as through your tithes and offerings. And so, with all of the housekeeping things out of the way, let's begin with a word of prayer as we move into our worship experience. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the opportunity to gather as your people from near and far to worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to gather on this first Sunday of Advent, Lord, as we remember the story from years of old, God, of how you began the blessing process for us today. And God, we bless your name, but we also ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us who are gathered here, and we ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Now, as you are able, rise to your feet as we begin to worship.
Good morning, Bethany. Good morning. I've received a lot of bad eyeballs. I don't know why this morning. But just so you guys know, I am rooting for the Ravens, too. I'm rooting for a few fumbles.
Oh.
A few interceptions, a couple penalties. So, with that being said, let's worship God this morning. Here we go. Come on, let's clap our hands. Here we go. Come on, help me sing this song today.
Oh, blessed be your name in a land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flows. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Oh, every blessing you pour out, I turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, here we go, say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be your name. Oh, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will.
Come on, lift it up. Say,
blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Sing it again.
Say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Come on, you give and take away. Say,
you give and take away. Oh, Lord, you give and take away. But still my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be. One more time. Lord, you give and take away. Lord, you give and take away. But still my heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say,
come on, put your hands together.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Here we go.
Blessed be your
name.
Lift it up to the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, blessed be your glory. One more time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. bless your name, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you. That becomes our prayer, Lord. I pray that our prayer is that we look to you, oh God, during this time. Because you said if you be lifted up above the earth, that you would draw all men unto you. So I pray that we just lift our hands as a sign of that as we sing this one more time. Can we just do this together? Or just lift our hands and say, I'm coming back to the
heart of worship.
And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Please remain standing for our kids' prayer today.
Dear God, we are so excited for Christmas because Christmas is all about celebrating Jesus. Jesus is your greatest gift. It is amazing that that you sent your very own son to earth as a little helpless baby. And we are so thankful that you did help us to be as excited about his birth as the shepherds were when they got to meet him in his manger. Thank you for showing how much you love us by giving us Jesus. Amen.
Reading from Psalm 25. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long.
Today we light the first candle of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope.
From Jeremiah 33. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land.
Let us pray. Present one, may we find a sense of hope and anticipation in the midst of our current realities. May we not lose faith. In this Advent season, encourage and strengthen our faith and give us eyes to see you. Amen.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who had the opportunity to click on the link for the Advent season, you saw that Pastor Andrew gave a prelim or a trailer, if you will, in regards to the new sermon series that we will be sharing on today. I want to say for the last 2 weeks, he gave us great messages in regards to God's growth and what we can expect if you're going to be planting and expecting a harvest, the difference between planting a little and planting a lot. And so I thank him for those messages. I'm going to put in a disclaimer right now that Matthew, you messed me up. So you all can blame it on Matthew, okay? But it's almost, he laid the way, and I was almost like, well, I can sit down and we can just continue to sing the song about it's all about you, Jesus, in the heart of worship. Because when we come, so many of us come to worship, either in person or virtually, with a sense of anticipation in our hearts, or a silent checklist of expectations on our minds. For if the truth be told, friends, there are many reasons that people come to worship. There are some who come with the hope of hearing something, either through song or the preached word that will meet them where they are or their immediate need at the time. Some may come to worship out of obligation rather than anticipation. And then there are others who come to worship because they like the Advent season with the lighting of the Advent wreath and the anticipation of being able to sing, as mentioned earlier, their favorite Christmas carol or hymn. And all of these are along the spectrum because we are many individuals who attend worship services. For we are many members who make up one body in Christ. However, in reflecting on the many reasons why people attend worship, I couldn't help but ponder what I would share with you this Sunday as we begin this new sermon series titled, The Little Things. Now please note that it was also during this time that I was waiting for God through the Holy Spirit to give me my foundational song. As many of you know, God communicates with me through songs, and sometimes he gives me songs early in the process, and sometimes it's later in the process. And when I shared with one of the pastors that the only thing I had in the way of a song was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, their reply was, I can't wait to hear that message. But friends, as crazy as it sounds, it really does have relevance to our sermon series and our sermon topic. For you see, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star actually was written as a poem by Jane Taylor and her sister Anne in 1806. And it was part of a collection of nursery rhymes. And Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, I want you to know, was actually titled The Star. And some of you would say, Pastor, I learned it as a nursery rhyme, and so did I. But what I didn't know was that there was more than one verse in the chorus. But there are actually several verses to this song, and I'd like to share them with you because I believe that it will help us as we go into the series of the little things, but more importantly, our topic for the morning, noticing. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light. Twinkle, twinkle, all the night. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Then the traveler in the dark thanks you for your tiny spark. He could not see which way to go if you did not twinkle so. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. In the dark blue sky you keep, and often through my curtains peep. For you never shut your eye till the sun is in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. As your bright and tiny spark lights the travelers in the dark, though I know not what you are, twinkle, twinkle, little star, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Jane Taylor, when she wrote this song, had in mind the relationship between a mother and her baby, wanting to share words with them or him or her that would be something that would be special between them. When looking at the history and the original title, The Star, it reminded me of the setting of our sermon for today and noticing the little things. And yes, while many of us have heard the story of Jesus' birth over and over again, Pastor Andrew and I wanted to examine this familiar story from a different yet relevant perspective. The perspective of little things, more specifically in noticing. So as I thought about the star in Taylor's poem and the star that played a significant role in the birth of Jesus, I want to share with you these words given to us from the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, the 16th through the 20th verses. It says, they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, you can come on, take a seat. The shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherds' stories were astonished. But Mary kept all of these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as they had been told. Mary, the mother of Jesus, if we wind back the hands of time, was a young lady who had been visited by an angel, who was told that she had favor with God and that she would be the mother of Jesus. Mary didn't always understand everything that was taking place. As a matter of fact, if we really go into the story, we realize that Mary, who was supposed to have been married to Joseph, had to go to him and let him know that she was going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit and she was going to bear a child. And Joseph was like, what? Say what? And you want me to do what? And yet God works through mysterious ways. God has a way of making the words that are given to us in the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, the 11th verse, come to reality through various people, but through little things. I thought about those words, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. I wondered how many times Mary may have pondered those words. And yet Joseph, too, was visited by an angel. And he wasn't quite so scared, if you will, as to what was going to happen. But if you remember the story, Mary and Joseph also had to leave a place that was familiar to go to a place that wasn't familiar, and the place that they were going wasn't everything that somebody had told them it was going to be. Little things that make a difference. Things like going to an inn and being told there's no room and you're about to have a baby. That is not what you want to hear. And yet, when you look at what took place, the baby was born in a manger. The baby was born in a place that no one would suspect, and yet it was a place that would be remembered throughout history. Little things that God uses to bring God's plan together for us to understand the true reason why we come to worship in the first place. They said, it's all about Jesus. Mary realized that the baby that she was going to have, it wasn't about her. It was all about the baby Jesus that was going to be born. And then we have the shepherds. You know, those discarded folks, if you will, who were out there in the fields watching over their flock at night. Not many friends came to visit them. And yet they were diligent about what they did, and they didn't make a big deal about whether people liked them or not, or visit them or not. But they still felt that they too were part of God's plan. And when they were visited by an angel, but not only by an angel, but by a heavenly host who were singing and praising and letting them know about something that just took place, they said, "Why don't we go and see?" I thank God the shepherds weren't necessarily like me, because depending upon what I was doing and whether I was on the mission and I had certain things that I need to do and they need to be done by a certain time, I may have forgotten. And yet, they felt that that moment was something important, and they figured, what do we have to lose? Let's go and see what had taken place. And when they got there, and they were able to find Mary and Joseph and the little baby lying there in a manger as it had been told to them, they were excited. Not only excited about seeing the baby, they were excited about being able to tell the story to Mary and Joseph about how they were visited by the angels who told them where they needed to go in order to see them and the baby. The little things. I would dare say that God provides us with a lot of opportunities to be a part of God's bigger plan. Opportunities that come about in small ways. Some for us to keep in our hearts and treasure. And to remind us how much God loves us, to remind us that God is always there for us, to remind us not everything has to be big and flashy, but there's something to be said about the little things in life. And then, my friends, there are other things that God does in our lives that we need to be shouting it from the rooftop, that all the world may know that God is alive, there is hope in God, and God has not forgotten you and I. And for some reason, I think, Brother Greg, we get it backwards. We don't want to shout it from the rooftop that the world may know. We want to hold it to ourselves if it really belongs to us, and the things that we should hold in our hearts, we want to share with the world. When I thought about Jane Taylor's story, and how she wrote about the star, and how the star still continued to play a significant role in what she felt in her heart, and how she felt the relationship between a mother and a newborn baby would be, remembering the star that helped others to find their way to the baby that had been foretold, but yet did not really know until they saw him for themselves. A little thing in a great big sky that could make such a big difference in our lives. I wonder how many of us, including myself, really come with the heart of worship, understanding that it's all about Jesus. It's not about us. So often, we look for the big things that we can do that people will notice. But the truth of the matter is, we can't all do big things. But I love what Mother Teresa said. Not everyone can do great things. But But everyone can do little things with great love. A little thing that can make such a huge difference in this world. A little thing that can give a child who feels like all they know is being enclosed and enclosed and pushed down and pushed down, that there is hope, that there is someone who loves them even in the midst of all that is going on. I have to say, if we focused on the little things, I believe we would see a big thing like never before. I believe if we focus on doing little things with great love, we would see a move of God like and never before. I believe that if we remember, it was those unexpected folks, what some would call ordinary, whom God chose to do extraordinary things in this world as we come during this Advent season, that we not come just out of obligation or ritual, but that we come as an opportunity to be able to do some new little things. That we notice some little things. And I'm not talking about things such as we decorated the church different this year. I'm talking about the little things like the heart of two young people who wanted to be able to make a difference in the lives of children who may not otherwise have a Christmas to have joy. Those little things. The little things that some of you don't get to see that I do, that we've got young people back there who are helping us with what we need to be able to not only provide this service here, but also to someone who's not able to make it to a sanctuary. The little things. Because I've just learned, coming from a big family, that a little here and a little there and a little over here, that when you set the table, you've got a feast. We have a feast here. The question is, are we willing to be a part of the little things? Are we willing to notice just how valuable and precious we are in the heart of God? Are we willing to realize that it's all about Jesus? Mary, throughout her life, revisited that moment when the shepherds came to see the baby Jesus. For those memories would serve her well later on as her son grew up. And the shepherds, they continued to tell the world what God had done, but not only did they do that, but they praised God for what God had done and allowed them to be a part of. My question to you, friends, is what will be your reason for coming to worship next time? Amen. Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you, God, for your son, Jesus, Lord, and how you allow us to revisit the story once more, God, because there are still things there for us to learn. reminders, God, that it's all about you and your son, Jesus. But even greater than that, as we light the candle of hope, that there is still hope in this world for all of your people. Now, God, we ask that you use us. Use us, God, in little ways with great love. That you will be glorified. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, church, please rise to your feet as we worship God once more through song.
Thank you for your
Amen. Let's give him a hand praise. It's all good. It's all good. Again, our thanks to the Fowl family for being with us today in so many ways as we continue our Advent journey. I just want to share one thing. If you are visiting Bethany, either for the first time or for a few times, and you would like an opportunity to meet with Pastor Andrew and I, either answer some questions, give you some information, we will be available following this service, and we would ask that you just meet us up front, and then we will travel to the conference room to be able to do that. We do not take your presence for granted, but we feel it a humble privilege that you chose to be with us today. Amen? Let's look to the Lord to be dismissed. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the opportunity to come and to worship as brothers and sisters of the family of Christ. We thank you, God, for this season of Advent as we remember once more your gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is through Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God and go in peace.
Your grace.